This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Two Fridays ago, the American Economic Association released a statement that read, in part, "We recognize that we have only begun to understand racism and its impact on our profession and our discipline." Over the past couple of weeks, there has been a lot of talk among economists about that. The Chicago Fed cut ties with an economics professor the other day over some comments he had made about Black Lives Matter. There have been calls, some of them, to be clear, from economists for universities and economic institutions to do a better job of recruiting Black students. And William Spriggs, he's a professor of economics at Howard University and the chief economist at the AFL-CIO, has written an open letter asking his fellow economists to consider some of the ways that economics itself is racist. We read that letter and we called him up. Dr. Spriggs, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
This is a densely packed three or so page letter. And rather than me synopsize it, give us the elevator picture. What is the point you want to make to your fellow economists?
For too long, economists have dodged the issue of racism and discrimination. Our built-in instinct is that discrimination does not exist. And economists don't want to admit the history of race at the founding of modern economics at the beginning of the 20th century. And implicit in our models ends up being an assumption that somehow or another, in some way or fashion, African Americans are inferior. Now, to the polite economist, the deficiency model typically is bad schooling, bad neighborhoods, and residential segregation. These are all bad things. The strain to make sure that there's no agency, that there's no one who's actually discriminating in that model, though, just makes your eyes roll.
And clearly your eyes have been rolling for quite a bit, because you are extremely clear about what you're saying in this essay with very frank language. Help me understand the difference between the way a political scientist, perhaps, or a sociologist views race in their academic pursuit versus an economist in your mind.
Political scientists and sociologists aren't excused totally, but they have a bigger strain of literature where they accept that race is a social construct. And they accept that somebody wrote laws that created race in the United States, and that the laws were written with an intent to discriminate. At a sociology meeting or a political science meeting, you wouldn't be alone if you said the Voting Rights Act had a discriminatory intent and that this was to deny voting to African Americans. And in sociology, they would admit that the purpose of separate but equal was meant to be something demeaning. And economics, because it's so you believe that someone acted with animus to write residential segregation covenants, that cities got segregated. But when I go to a job interview, somebody else comes in who says, "I'm going to evaluate you objectively." And you go, "What? Where did that person come from?" So that's the frustration. And so economists don't like this word discrimination. We just don't.
And an economist would look at this problem that you just described and say what? It's some external variable?
Yes. There's a funny thing we have, which we call statistical discrimination, where I look at a Black person and I say, well, you know, typically Black people don't have as much education as whites, and Black men have a higher chance of having been incarcerated. So even though I'm looking at their resumes, I think this guy may be lying. I think there's a little noise here about his education. So I'm not going to hire him. Well, economists consider that to be informed decision-making. I'm not really discriminating, and I'm not really someone with some sort of racist animus. I just had an observation.
You've been an economist a long time, Professor Spriggs, and you've been a Black man your whole life.
Right.
When did it dawn on you that your chosen profession was this way?
The first economics class I took. And it is why it's very difficult to diversify the profession, because you sit in most of the classes screaming and you're trying to figure out, can I ignore that so I can get the tools and do what I think is good economics? I think it's one of the big reasons why it's just hard to get Black PhDs in economics compared to, say, sociology, or compared to, say, political science.
William Spriggs is a professor of economics at Howard University, also the chief economist at the AFL-CIO. His open letter, which we talked about in this interview, is going to be on our website, marketplace.org. Professor Spriggs, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.